I mean, it's just fascination. It sounds grandiose, but I mean, it's kind of fascination with the world around me. I mean, it's just amazing when we look at things, the way the world behaves. It's intriguing. And how machines behave. And there's a drive, if you like to understand. As a kid, I certainly saw motor cars going along the road. And I wanted to know, well, you know, what makes them go? What's going on in the engine that makes them go? So I think that curiosity is there, and that's the driving force.
Mathematician Peter Lynch is one of those open minds. He spent a lifetime using mathematics to read the world, from outer space to the weather. He's professor of meteorology at UCD, and I guess he's the epitome of a curious mind. And Peter, so now we're out under a bridge in the Royal Canal here in Dublin, and it's a pretty rundown area. There's graffiti on this bridge, and there's plenty of rubbish around the place, probably even a rat or two. But if we look in here really closely, we can see a small little plaque, and it says, "Here as he walked by on the 16th of October in 1843, Sir William Rowan Hamilton, in a flash of genius, discovered the fundamental formula for the quaternion multiplication and cut it on a stone of this bridge." That's really impressive. And Hamilton's equation here in quaternion numbers is all about the ideas of space and time, and it's an absolute cornerstone of physics. And Peter, in Ireland, we're not great at seeing ourselves as world leaders in science, even when we have the legacy of somebody like Hamilton.
Yeah, that's very interesting. It's a bit like our general relationship with science. It's not very prominent in society. People who are good at maths and good at science, they don't really get a large amount of recognition, let's say compared to footballers. I mean, Roy Keane will be on the headlines every day. We are very strong in Ireland in literature, and we very much honour our famous writers. But scientists are kind of taking a back seat, I think. I mean, William Rowan Hamilton would be the one who stands out as the greatest Irish mathematician. His name would be known reasonably broadly, but there are probably quite a few people who've never heard of him.
So, Peter, what started your love affair with maths?
I used to take books out of Dunleary Library, and I was reading a book once which said there's a great shortage of mathematicians throughout the world. That made me wonder, yeah, maybe that's a good thing. And I had been reading maths for fun. It seems odd, you know, most people regard it as a drudge. But it has a great beauty. The structures and the interrelationships are really wonderful. And I'd always liked it. I thought then, well, yeah, I'll do a maths degree. And I didn't really think about a job at all. I just did it because I liked it. And I found that the mathematical physics was really delightful. It was looking at practical problems, but it was looking in a very rigorous way, trying to formulate problems in a very hard, sharp way so that we could solve them cleanly. And when you think of something like the Rosetta mission that's now still orbiting with a comet around the sun, you know, working out the dynamics of that is just brilliant. I love that stuff.
But Peter, how does maths help us forecast the weather or, say, understand climate change?
Well, I can tell you about Galileo. Galileo was really one of the people who started the whole scientific development over the last few hundred years. And he expressed things very nicely. He basically says the universe, the physical universe, is written in the language of mathematics. And if you don't understand the mathematics, you cannot really understand the world around us. And that's exemplified in numerical weather prediction. You know, without a mathematical approach, we can do something. We can move the patterns on, as it were, and forecast about one day ahead. But it's absolutely beyond our capacity to make these longer range forecasts without formulating them in a mathematical way. So mathematics is not the only issue, but it is really central and amazingly powerful.
Amazingly powerful indeed. And we are so fortunate to have voices like Peter Lynch sharing a lifetime in science with us, as well as the new generation of researchers coming up behind him.